fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 9th of August. Let's take a quick look at Drudge, see if anything's changed in the last half hour since I looked the last time. Yeah, no breaking news. That's probably a good thing. Prepper tip of the day. We can expand on this a bit. It's relatively easy to get yourself ballistic helmets, body armor, and gas masks right now. The odds of getting the access to that kind of equipment during a major crisis is, well, almost non-existent. So if you believe, if you think there's a possibility you might need body armor, ballistic helmets, gas masks, well, the smart thing to do would be to get them now, wouldn't it? Yeah, it really would. You can make do with some things. A motorcycle helmet would be better than no helmet at all, but that's not a ballistic helmet. So where do you get these things? Well, that's a good question. Sportsman's Guide is a place to find body armor. In fact, I think we've got some body armor listed at my website at thelibertyman.com under John's Survival and Tactical Gear. I'm pretty sure there's some items listed there for sale. A lot of interesting things listed there, quite frankly. Now, the body armor and ballistic helmets, those are items that you would need for your base camp, that you would need for traveling in a convoy or in a motor vehicle of some sort, possibly perimeter duty, patrolling right around your home base. Long-range patrols, we don't, you know, in special forces, we don't use body armor and ballistic helmets. It's just too much weight. It's just too much. Can't, even as lightweight as the modern body armor is, and ballistic helmets, is still too heavy and too much to carry in long-range patrol. Not that you'll be doing that, but I just want to give you a heads up. We don't do that in special forces. You can spend a lot of money on body armor. A good quality ballistic helmet these days, typically you may find them between $100 and $200. Your military surplus stores might be a good place to find some at a reasonable price. Flea markets, you never know. I know one of the local surplus stores that I go to on occasion, they almost always have current issue body armor and ballistic helmets in stock, ready for sale. Yeah, it's going to cost you some money. There's no getting around that. Now, you'll hear these body armor called bulletproof or bulletproof vests. Well, there's no such thing as a bulletproof vest. There never has been and never will be. There's bullet-resistant vests. There's body armor. But there's no vest made that will stop all bullets all the time. They're rated as to what level of protection you'll get. Level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, and so forth, depending on how thick and how heavy and what type of material they're made from. You know, it's come a long way. The body armor we wore in Vietnam is antiquated compared to what's gone, what they have now. That body armor will still stop fragmentation. They're called flak jackets for a reason. Their primary purpose, at least back in the day during the Vietnam War, was to stop flak. That would be pieces of shrapnel from hand grenades, mortars, and bombs, and so forth. And they're pretty effective at doing that. Modern Kevlar and other similar modern materials, and of course ceramic plates and steel plates, can be effective stopping a 30 caliber rifle bullet. So there's a lot to be said for body armor. Ballistic helmets, same thing. They will stop or deflect bullets up to a certain caliber. The M1 steel helmet that they issued from World War I up until probably the mid-1980s when the first new ballistic helmet started being issued, they'll deflect a bullet if it hits at the correct angle. If it hits it dead on at 90 degrees, it'll probably just go right through it depending on the bullet and the velocity and so forth. But better than nothing. We have different nicknames for these helmets. We call them brain buckets and so forth. I like the old one M1 steel helmet, not so much because it's so effective in stopping projectiles, but because you can use it for so many other things. You use it for a sink to take a bath, for example, which you can't do that with the modern Kevlar helmets. At least not very easily without messing everything up. So, get these things now. If there's civil disorder, if you're standing guard now, two friends of mine, they did own homes in Ferguson. They've since sold out. I believe both families have sold out. I know the one has definitely sold out and moved to the Ozarks here where I am. I'm not positive about the other family. I haven't talked to them for a few months. But the men guarded the premises. In one case, the gentleman evacuated his family except for his oldest son. He and his oldest son guarded the family home there in Ferguson. The other gentleman, former Marine, he guarded the family home there. Both homes survived the Ferguson riots with no harm coming to them. And then they went on with their lives. You know, I don't know if either one had either ballistic helmets or body armor. I'd have made the inquiry. My friend, the former Marine, would be more likely to. The other gentleman, I simply don't know about either one. But I certainly, when I was on duty during the Ferguson riots to protect my mother-in-law's home in St. Louis County, I certainly had my body armor with me. Of course I did. What's the old saying, the American Express advertisement, never leave home without it? Well, I don't typically carry body armor and helmets with me. That's not part of my get-home outfit. It's too heavy, it's too bulky, I'm not going to do that. But for that kind of situation, yes, of course I want body armor and I want a helmet. Of course I do. That's a smart thing to do. Anything you can do that gives you a tactical advantage, you do it. Which brings up something else. Electronic earmuffs. I was talking to John yesterday about firearms and training with firearms and so forth, and we talked briefly about electronic earmuffs. Now, he said all he had right now was a pair of John Deere earmuffs for using when he uses a chainsaw, and I said, well, those will work up to a point. But here's how electronic earmuffs work. First of all, just casual observation, they look like plain old earmuffs that you would wear at the rifle range or wear while running a chainsaw or heavy equipment. Upon closer inspection, you see there's a microphone on each for each ear, and an on-off switch, which also combines to raise or lower the volume. Now, electronic earmuffs allow you to hear normal conversation perfectly. They also amplify all other sounds. The wind, the gravel crunching under your feet, the birds, the bees, all those things get amplified. And then when there's a loud sound, such as a gunfire, they instantly, in a microsecond, shut down to protect your hearing from the loud noise. Now, in a tactical situation, I know when I was on duty to protect property during the Ferguson riots, I had my electronic earmuffs with me. Why did I do that? Because if the criminals, if there's three or four or a dozen criminals coming down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, and if I have my electronic earmuffs on, I can hear what they're saying to each other. A friend of mine was walking through the forest with his wife, and for some reason he decided to wear electronic earmuffs during that walk. And he's hearing the birds and the bees and the wind and all the other bugs. And he turns to his wife and he says, "Is this what you hear all the time?" Because he suffered some hearing loss due to his profession. And she says, "Oh, yes, this is what I hear all the time. The birds and the bugs and the bees and all the rest of it." That's very true. Very true. I have to give everybody the heads up here. Apparently there's a thunderstorm in my immediate area. I just heard thunder. This thing popped up out of nowhere. And I'm looking at it here on the radar. It just happened in the last few minutes. This thunderstorm popped up out of nowhere. It looks like it may be moving south by southwest from me. So maybe we won't have a disruption in service here. If the power goes out, I'll be knocked off the air. So that aside, thunderstorms aside, any tactical advantage you can get, you want that. Now, the electronic earmuffs we wear at the shooting range, those are fairly large and fairly bulky. There's other ways to achieve the same goal. And at my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got some of these things listed. I believe they call them sound amplifiers. The manufacturers can't call them hearing aids. If they call them hearing aids, then they come under the Food and Drug Administration guidelines, and they don't want to deal with that. Entry level is about $9 or $10. For about twice that, for about $18 to $20, you get the ones that not only amplify the sound, but will shut down the same manner that the electronic earmuffs do when there's a loud noise, such as gunfire. That's the ones you want, really, to get that extra little bit of protection there. So, and they're small, they're lightweight. It's marvelous technology. And it makes me wonder how they get away with charging the outrageous amounts they do for what is pretty much the same thing called a hearing aid. I don't know how they do that, but that's really not my business. I've got other things to look into other than that. A tactical advantage, hey, if you can get it, why not get it? Night vision falls in the same category. It would be extremely rare for criminals to have night vision. Could it happen? Of course it could happen. Could criminals have night vision? Of course they could. But the odds are they won't. If you've got night vision, now keep in mind that just about half of every day is night, right? Correct? You with me here? And I had my night vision with me in Ferguson. Of course I did. Now, there's so much ambient light in a urban, suburban area that night vision is not as critical as it is out here in the country, where it's almost like being in a cave, especially if it's a cloudy night out here in the country when it's nighttime. So night vision is, in my opinion, not optional. The best place I've found to get any optics, and I should be getting a commission from these people. I refer so many people to them. OpticsPlanet.com. OpticsPlanet.com. Hundreds of different selections of night vision. Most sporting goods store now. I've been to the Bass Pro headquarters in Springfield, Missouri. It's worth the trip, quite frankly. It is a phenomenal place to go to. Do they have night vision? Of course they do. They've got maybe 6 or 8 different choices to make last time I was there, compared to several hundred at OpticsPlanet.com. It's a fast and growing area of equipment to look at. It's been probably since January or so since I looked at OpticsPlanet.com, taking some time to do so. So I know I'm behind the curve. Anything with that level of technology involved is going to change dramatically, with the equipment getting smaller, better, lighter, less expensive, all those things. That's just the nature of that technology. So there's no doubt in my mind that since the last time I looked at Optics Planet, there's now equipment that is more is better in terms of what it can do, the resolution, the capability of it, smaller, lighter, less expensive than there was 9 months ago when I looked at it the last time. People ask me, John, what do you have? John, what should I get? Well, my answer is, what's in the family budget? Is it $200 or $300? Is it $1,000? Is it $5,000? Now, entry level for $100, $200, $300, you'll get something that works. It's almost like magic. Anything that allows you to see in darkness is almost like magic, even the entry level. You get up around $800 to $1,000, you're getting what I would regard as high level consumer grade equipment. Over $1,000, once you get to $1,200, $1,500, you're getting into the area of professional grade equipment. And at the $3,000 to $4,000 level, you're getting the same thing used by the operators, special forces, Delta Force, Navy SEALs, and so forth. The really high end stuff, both night vision and thermal imaging. Now, thermal imaging has some advantages that night vision doesn't. Night vision has some advantages that thermal imaging doesn't. They both have their advantages. The advantage of thermal imaging is fog and smoke and dust doesn't obscure the image. Fog and smoke and dust does obscure the image with night vision. Night vision, however, at the higher ends especially, can give you facial identification where you can't get facial identification with thermal imaging. So that's one of the main. A friend of mine, this is 2018. It's been about 5 years ago. He bought state-of-the-art thermal imaging. He spent $12,000 for a thermal imaging scope, and it was the best that money could buy at the time. And he got one of the first ones of these released to the public. An equivalent thermal imaging scope now, maybe $2,000 to $3,000. And now we're we're seeing, and I've been anticipating this for 30 years, the incorporation of television technology, TV technology, into rifle scopes. It makes perfect sense. They have excellent low-light capability, excellent clarity. A lot of advantages to TV technology being brought into that area of equipment. And there was one scope I mentioned live on the air here. They were sold out nationwide pretty quickly after my announcement of, we should be having a break here momentarily. I don't know what happened to the break, but sometimes our computer is overworked and doesn't get the job done to interrupt me for the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Night vision just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your...
Thursday, the 9th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My new video, people have been bugging me for years. John, I need a new video. Well, I got one now, finally. My presentation in Prague, Czech Republic, July of last year. That's where I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize last year. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, top left corner of my homepage, you can click on there and get the details and place your order. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Hey, I'm going to change the subject. You were talking about EMPs. Is that what it's called?
What's that? Electromagnetic pulse, EMP, right.
EMP. What does that do to solar panels?
The panel itself will most likely be okay. What will be harmed would be everything that's plugged into it, the control mechanism, the inverter, anything of that nature would probably suffer damage. So there's a couple ways you can approach it here, John. You can just keep your all that solar equipment in storage where no harm can come to it, or you have a second set of control mechanisms, inverters, and so forth that are in storage in a Faraday cage ready to use after an EMP has damaged the other equipment.
I see. I'm not familiar with them, but a neighbor told me I should. Actually, he's Amish, and they're using them. And does the electricity come down a wire from the panel? Is that how it works?
Right. The solar panels convert sunlight into electricity, and that's fed into batteries, and then you use electricity from the batteries, right?
It's not possible just to put a fuse in the wire? That won't change anything? Or
A fuse won't protect you from EMP, if that's your question, no. No.
Yeah, that's my question.
Right, it would not. That pulse is a microsecond, and the fuse wouldn't be able to act fast enough to protect the equipment. It needs to be unplugged and put in a Faraday cage for protection.
Got it. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. Our next caller is Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
John, could we back up to your topic when you first started your program today?
Absolutely.
Just for a second. All you said about the former president was extremely interesting, and I kept waiting for this, and I didn't hear it. Maybe I missed it. But what would be the ramifications of his presidency and everything he did if it came to light that he really wasn't eligible to be a president? And I'm just not politically informed to know what that would mean.
The flippant answer is everything he did, every time his signature was put on a piece of paper in an official capacity, would be invalid. That's the flippant answer. The real answer is going to require probably a decision from the Supreme Court. There's no precedence for that, obviously. I quite frankly, it's hard to analyze that with any certitude, because there's no precedence. It's never happened before, presidents signed all kinds of things, from an order for National Ping Pong Day to things that are very serious. So I don't know what that answer would be. It would be complex. It would take probably several years to really figure out. And I don't know more. I'm no legal expert by any stretch. I've spent, since 1972 in the legal profession, but I'm no legal expert by any stretch of the imagination. But it would be something the Supreme Court would end up with it on their plate, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. It just started running through what little I understand. I'm thinking, my God, what a mess that would. But, it's like you get something in your stomach you don't need, and you throw it up, you get rid of it. Maybe that would be a good cleansing spot to start,
Yeah. The turmoil, the Soros, George Soros would take full advantage of that matter to cause maximum civil disorder in this country. I can give you a good example. The video, the thug who was shot to death in Ferguson, he a few hours before had done a strong arm robbery in a convenience store, and a video was released of him doing the strong arm robbery. And many citizens, especially African-American citizens and others, they thought the whole thing was fabricated. It had never happened, despite having the video evidence. You want to hold on through the break here, Dan?
Sure.
Okay, we got a break for the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Got some good news. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, is back from his Florida trip. He'll be getting all my YouTube archives caught up. We haven't had my archives posted since July 20th. Making some other updates to my website. And it's good to have Tim back, and I'll be talking to him several times over the next few days as we play catch-up. Also, my website, of course, you'll find my new Prague DVD for sale. In fact, my friend Dan here on hold, he got his copy recently. I don't know if he had a chance to watch it. We'll talk about that momentarily. And, of course, also at my website, you'll find Energy Cleaners for sale. My home business, you heard Tom and I earlier this show talking about energy cleaners, and we talk about energy cleaner procrastinators. Well, stop procrastinating, get your life back, get yourself an energy cleaner. That's what needs to happen. I need healthy, strong, energetic listeners. The United States needs healthy, strong, energetic patriots so we can do more good things, like get the vote out this November. You can't be helping people unless you're able to have the energy to do these things. Energy Cleaner will help you. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads, and you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. PayPal is the most efficient way, the safest way to make any payment online. I really like PayPal. MasterCard, Visa, you can send me a check or a money order. My address is there also. And I have a toll-free order line for the energy cleaner. That's 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Dan, you've probably received my new Prague DVD. Have you had a chance to look at it yet?
I sure have. It's a great summary of everything you, I guess, everything you've gleaned about Nibiru and other things related to it. Yeah, it's great. If anybody's got any holes in their understanding of that, that would be the way to plug them. Set people down and hand them a hot dog and a glass of iced tea. Let them watch it. It's a real education, I'll tell you.
Well, speaking of hot dogs, we have hot dogs and brats at our Friday night movie, which is tomorrow evening, the second half of Gone with the Wind. It's a four-hour film. We showed the first 2 hours last Friday, and the second 2 hours began at 7 p.m. at the Davisville American Legion Hall in Davisville, Missouri. And we'll have hot dogs and brats and soft drinks and coffee and ice cream and candy and popcorn and all those things.
You might want to consider showing that sometime down there. I imagine there's some people there that don't really understand John Moore's purpose on this planet right now.
To be an expert, Dan, you have to be from more than 50 miles away.
Well, that's
and
true.
And my neighbors, they don't get it. They don't listen to my radio show. Almost none of them do. And some are suffering with all kinds of things that the energy cleaner would help with. I got neighbors dying from cancer that don't know that if you consume, chew, and swallow 10 apricot kernels a day, you can't get cancer. But that's just the way it is. That's just,
apricot kernels are laying right in front of me as I sit at my kitchen table now.
Absolutely. Well, I've consumed, I chew and swallow 5 in the morning, I chew and swallow 5 in the afternoon, evening, and there's no documented instance of people who do what you and I do ever getting cancer. When you get that Laetril B17 circulating in your blood, you know, there's cancer cells in all people all the time. All Olympic athletes have cancer cells. Everybody in Congress has cancer cells. Everybody in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines has cancer cells. But that's normal. That's expected. And if you consume the apricot kernels, the cancer cells getting out of control and causing problems can't happen. Now, if you're new to this, go to my website at thelibertyman.com, and under free downloads, I think it's under free downloads, I'm pretty sure it is, we've got the protocols for that they use to treat cancer successfully in these clinics in Mexico. Here it is. A world without cancer, ultimate guide to B17 metabolic therapy. And that came out of a reference book, a book, well-written book by G. Edward Griffin titled A World Without Cancer. Have you read that book, Dan?
It is an eye-opener. Yes, sir, I have that book. It's amazing.
It is. It's alarming. It made me angry to understand and comprehend the multi-billion-dollar cancer industry and how they're perfectly okay with making massive profits off people's misery and death when the cure for cancer has been known for decades, going back to the early 1950s, it's kept from the public. Even most of these medical doctors, the oncologists themselves, don't know how to successfully treat cancer. It's kept from them as well.
I was talking to the people up at the VA in Columbia, Missouri about it, and they looked at me like I had three eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was very nice and very factual about it, talked about the author, Griffin, and and the book and the fact that they could get a really nice, concise summary off of your website. That's only, what, about 30-some pages, John?
Right, it is.
Yeah, right. And it gets right to the point. Now, that book, you need to get ready for a read. That book is about the size of a Bible, and there's 300 or 400 pages there, but it's worth it. I mean, just digest the thing, and then you'll have something under your belt to deal with this stuff, because, well, they just built a multi-million-dollar cancer treatment center right here in Rolla, Missouri.
That's right.
It's all covered in glass. I don't know what it's going to cost to heat that thing, but you can see through the whole building at night. They build them things like nobody has to pay to heat them and cool them. But the amount of money that they're going to make if you get enough suckers to come there, I guess they don't worry about the heating and air conditioning costs.
Well, when those people are walking through the door seeking their treatment, they're just little packages of cash coming in the door as far as
those
people are concerned.
That's all they are. Hey, John, you want a little bit of levity here?
Sure.
This goes right along with the theme that you started with. I got a text or an email the other day from a lady that found this. The New York Times had a cartoonist by the name of Dixon Diaz, D-I-A-Z, and he did these little three-place cartoons, and evidently they fired him. They didn't like his candor or something. And it's these two kids underneath the shade tree, and one of them says, "Aren't you proud we have a black president?" And the other one says, "Not really." And then the one that said "not really" says, "His mother was white, his father was Kenyan, he grew up in Indonesia, and went to Muslim schools." And the one sitting under the tree that didn't talk, his eyes get big, and then the other one says, "He has about as much in common with black Americans as white people have with polar bears." I thought that was pretty good.
Well, chances are Barack Hussein Obama was a young adult and in college in the mainland before he ever interacted with bona fide African Americans living in the lower 48.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what percentage of African Americans is in Hawaii, but it has to be probably 1 or 2%, if that. A number of black men publicly have called out Hussein for being mulatto and not being black, which of course he is mulatto. Some of the African Americans I went to school with, they had almost no African Americans to interact with, and they were as those young men that I went to high school with, they're as mystified by black American culture as we are, Dan, because they simply weren't around it growing up in Herculaneum, Missouri.
Mm-hmm, I bet. I was just up the road from you at Fox High School in Arnold, and I don't think we had any black students at all, and we had some Mexican descent people there, yeah. You know, that was fine. And I didn't see, and you know, another thing about that, when I was going to high school, I graduated in 65, about the same time you did, I think. If a boy was lucky enough to have a pickup truck, there was a gun in the back window.
In those days, yeah.
And I probably saw in my 12 years of public education, I probably saw maybe a dozen fist fights where there was blood and slobber going everywhere, and I never saw one knife pulled. And I would swear that 98% of all the boys there carried a pocket knife. That was just what you did. And never once did I see a knife pulled. And never once did I see a gun come out of that truck. I mean, it was for groundhogs on the way home or whatever, you know.
Oh, Dan, before I forget, if you want to do lunch today, I'll be down in Rolla. Give me a call.
Really?
When the show's over. Yeah.
Where are you doing that?
Well, I got to get my motorcycle in for service, and so I'll be stuck at either in a service area with candy bars and soft drinks or get to go to a restaurant. And
I'll come pick you up. Where do I?
Yeah.
At the Honda dealer?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, give me a ring when you get off the air here and tell me what time, and we'll go somewhere and eat.
We'll coordinate that. It looks like I'll be wearing my rain suit. This rainstorm popped up out of nowhere, but I'm going regardless. So I'll just put on the rain suit because I got to get this thing serviced, and today is the day.
Well, it's sunshine here at the moment, but yeah, get with me. We'll make it happen.
Okay. Well, getting back to these topics that we're discussing, and by the way, the call number is 800-313-9443. Did you happen to see Joe Arpaio's report that his posse came up with on the fraudulent make-believe birth certificate?
Actually, I did see that. That was a while back, though, wasn't it?
It's been about 4 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to put a date on it, 2 to 3 years, I'm not sure. Yeah, I did see that, and they showed the different layers that they peeled apart on that thing. And there's all kinds of pretty good evidence that it wasn't real.
Absolutely.
Fonts or the nomenclature that they used there, it was interesting to say the least.
Well, like I said, you know, the word posse brings up Matt Dillon and Gunsmoke, but in this case, the posse was high-level IT men and women with very sophisticated knowledge of how a document can be fraudulently created on a computer. The evidence was clear and convincing. To me, the evidence was clear and convincing. That the birth certificate, what's called long form birth certificate produced by the Obama administration, was in fact a computer generated fraud. This needs to be talked, you know. I was talking to somebody recently about how the news, the mainstream news, in fact, even Fox, they focus so much time on non events such as who the Donald Trump may or may not have had private relationships with 10 years ago. That's a big nothing burger. And so much airtime is devoted to things that don't have any consequence to them. And they ignore things that are massive, such as Hussein Obama not being qualified to be president of the United States. That's massive. That's
monumental.
It is. It is. It's something that can and should be major history taking place. But so far, it hasn't happened where there's hearings taking place in Congress. They can still impeach Obama, by the way, even though he's not holding office. They can still hold a hearing. That's all impeachment is a trial. And they can still have a trial in Congress to impeach Hussein Obama for not being...
He doesn't even have to be present, right?
No. Well, he would be present. He would be subpoined.
Oh, that would be good.
The equivalent of an indictment would be issued, and he would have to be present. The likelihood of that happening is pretty slim to none, but it should happen. It should happen.
I would say that's quite a fraud. That's maybe not as bad as the Federal Reserve Bank not being federal, but it's it's a big one to say the least.
Well, you know, the charter expired in 2013 for the Federal Reserve, and I haven't heard anything about that charter being renewed. Have you?
No, I haven't, but I guess it did. Maybe I did hear something about that, but I can't recall it accurately.
Well,
I know one thing that happened. And I can tell you this from my own personal experience. When I was out in California visiting my wife's folks, we were walking around downtown San Francisco. It is an amazing city. They keep it extremely well, everything that I saw. And I saw this monster building. It covered 2 or 3 square city blocks from my memory. Great big columns out front. It said Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. And we went in, and I got to bump in with a high school class. The lady said, "You couldn't get your tour, could you?" And I said, "No, they wanted 2 weeks' notice before you get a tour." And she said, "Well, if you'll be good, you can go with us. They don't know how many chaperones we brought." So my wife and I got to go on a tour of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. And I would encourage anybody in the big cities where those things are, if you got any time at all, go there and get the tour. And they first set us down in a room that had these glass cases around the perimeter with all the coins and currency our country's used since the beginning. And we were all sitting on benches. And this this nice blonde lady with a German accent came in, and she welcomed us to the bank, to the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. And she said, "We want you to know something right off the bat." She said, "We are not part of the United States government." I couldn't believe it, John, but she admitted it right there.
Well, may as well. That's the way it is.
It is, but you talk to 100 people, and you'd be lucky if you find one that realized that.
And even among attorneys, most lawyers don't even know that. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Well, Dan, we're going a lot of different directions here. But the bottom line is people need to be not only aware of these things, but make preparations to deal with the consequences, right?
Absolutely.
And that means the basics, having skills such as first aid CPR skills, ham radio skills, having a food supply, water filters, medical equipment, a way to defend yourself, communications equipment. All those things play into it, don't they, sir?
I'll tell you, I bought a new car in 08, and 2 years ago, that'd be in 16, I had a flat, my first flat. I dropped the spare. Guess what, John? It was flat. It had never been on the ground, and it was absolutely flat. There was nothing wrong with it. It just went flat. So talking about feeling I got caught with my pants down, it was terrible. I couldn't change it.
Well.
So, I mean, here I had this brand-new car in 08. 8 years later, I dropped the spare. It's flat. And then I thought, you know, what does it take to check that spare twice a year? That's what it would take, really. And I do that from now on. And that's a simple one. That's just a basic. And I bet you 98% of the people have never checked the air in their spare.
Well, in a town car, it's easy because the spare is right there in the trunk. And every time I open the trunk, I see it and can push against it to see if it's holding air.
There you go. I mean, just as an example, everything you said is way more important, but when you can't change a flat and you really need to be somewhere, it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, I'll tell you.
Well, that's a basic part of preparedness, and it's just another form of insurance is having
Absolutely.
A spare tire and having food, medical equipment, water filters. It, once again, it's just another form of insurance, except at the end of the day, you don't have a stack of canceled checks. You actually have three-dimensional, useful pieces of equipment and food that you can use in the future or sell or give away. You know, try selling or giving away canceled checks from the insurance payments.
Amen.
Amen.
Good Lord.
I know. Dan, we're almost out of time here. I appreciate the call. We'll talk
about
it when
the
show's over. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tomorrow we should have Tom Berryhill, the first hour, talking about emergency survival communications. And the second hour, I hope to have Dr. Myers with us. We'll talk about health-related matters. And it'll be a fun 2 hours, as Fridays always are. It looks like the annual August meteor shower is going on right now. But like I tell people, if you've got night vision and go out on any clear, cloudless night with no ambient light, you'll see a meteor every 10 seconds, any night of the year. How about that? They're always there. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.